I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. Been talking in your sleep. Half of your love is just not what I'm after. Part of your world is just not what I need. Some of your time is like one glass of water. Just leaves me thirsty for wine. So fill me up to the top. Oh, don't you stop till I'm overflowing. Love is the seal, and babe, I need you to keep it going strong every day.
Just you. Sharing our love together, and I know in time we'll build the dreams we treasure. Just you and I,
just you and I,
sharing our love together.
And joining us right now is one of the greats of country music and crossover into pop music. Crystal Gayle has her greatest hits album out, and it has 25 incredible songs, including 16 number one hits. It's amazing. And of course, it's hard to believe, but it's been 30 years since Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. It's actually more than that. It's amazing to me that that it's been that long. It seems like yesterday. Well, welcome right now, Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal.
Oh, hello. And it seems that way. To, you know, you look at it and say, 30 years.
It just seems like a blink of an eye.
It does.
Wow.
And it definitely it doesn't seem like time has gone by.
No, it's an amazing story, and it continues because the CD's out there, it's doing well, and your music continues to sell all the time. Talk a little bit about growing up, though. You were born Brenda Gayle Webb,
yes,
in Paintsville, Kentucky, raised in Wabash, Indiana, and of course, your older sister was a big success in music. And how much of an influence did Loretta Lynn have on you, being 19 years older than you?
She had a big, big part in my music. My sister gave me the best advice, and she said, quit singing my songs. She said, we have one Loretta Lynn. We don't need another. She said, you go M.O.R., which was middle of the road. And that definitely was the best advice, because I do not think that I would have had the success that I've had if I continued to record songs that I love like that. I mean, I love my sister's music. I love the style that she was doing, but she knew the best way for me. And speaking, I was born in Paintsville, Kentucky, and I was just back there recently for Apple Day Festival, and I did the parade, and I did a concert that night. And during the concert, my sister came into town and came up on stage and sang with me.
Wow.
And that was a first.
So
it was a really special time.
So Apple Day, the Apple Days
Apple
Festival,
Day
huh?
Festival. It was just really...
What was it like to go back there, though? Did you have a little flashback of when you were a kid?
Well, you know, I have a lot of relatives. So, you know, we have gone back through the years, you know, visiting. And my brother, Herman, he gives tours of the old home place up in Butcher Holler. Which, you know, when I say Paintsville, I was the only one out of 8 children born in a hospital. So I guess my mother thought she was going to have problems with me. So I was born in Paintsville. The others were all born at home up in Butcher Holler.
Wow.
So, but it's great going home. And the next day, Loretta and I and my brothers and sisters, we all got together with a bunch of relatives and got to do some great visiting.
How did the name Crystal Gale come from? Your name was Brenda Gale Webb. I guess your sister advised you against using your real name. And tell us a little bit about that.
I was with Decca Records, which turned into MCA at that time. And they had on that label Brenda Lee. And that was the main reason they wanted me to change. They did not want 2 Brendas on the label, and I can see why. And I didn't care what they called me. They called me John. And I could record. So Loretta saw the name Crystal on, there's a southern hamburger chain called Crystal Burgers. And it's a good chain. It's good hamburgers. And that's what, you know, she saw that name and she said, I love that. She said, it's very bright and shiny. And she said, that's what you are. So that's how I got named Crystal. And Gail is my middle name.
Just spelled differently.
Yes, spelled differently because we wanted to copy the Y in Crystal. So we just put the I and made it a Y in Gale.
Well, you should know that I actually named my daughter. Her middle name is G-A-Y-L-E, and that came from your name.
Well, thank you.
So there you go.
Right.
Now, a lot of people remember you not only for your great sound and voice, but for your hair.
And I still have long hair. I do not know why, but I do.
It's really, really long. Have you ever cut it for, like, charity or something like that?
You know, it's something that my hair has been abused so much that I thought, you know, they probably need other hair. But who knows? Maybe one day I'll cut it for the Hall of the Museum in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But yeah, I think that is a great organization and a great charity, and with people that can grow their hair really fast. And I've seen so many where they'll have it and then, you know, they just cut it and give it to the Locks of Love, I think it's called.
It's interesting to note, too, that folks out there that may not know the background of your career, that your first hit, or it was a minor one, it wasn't a huge hit, but it was a hit, was written by your sister, right?
I cried the blue right out of my eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's ironic that my big, big song was about eyes, too. Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
That's true, yeah.
And It was a beautiful song. I cried the blue right out of my eyes. And Owen Bradley produced it. And I believe it got to number 13. My mind's not working right now. I've always been bad with the numbers or where this is, where something landed or how many albums I've had out. But it was definitely a really nice start to career. And then I changed labels to United Artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably was one of the best things for me. Because
that and maybe hooking up with Richard Lee.
Richard Lee, definitely. And, you know, Richard Lee, we actually met when we were both on our way to move to Nashville. We both worked this little telethon in Bristol, Tennessee. We were both on it. And then we both talked and just was having a good time. And then we both go to Nashville. And, of course, I get finally hooked up with Alan Reynolds and Richard had started writing for Alan's company. So it was really ironic that, I mean, he wrote my first number one, which was I'll Get Over You, and then, of course, Gonna Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Right, and I'll Get Over You was in 1976. That was the first number one.
Yes.
And then Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue was not only a huge smash, but also won you a Grammy Award for Best Female Country Performance, and it rose to number one on the pop charts. People, they think about Shania Twain and Faith Hill as these crossover people. You were one of the first.
I was definitely one of the first to do that, and I loved it because I got people that never listened to country writing me letters telling me how, with my music, it opened up the door for them to listen to country, and they loved it. And they never would have thought they would have. And I thought that was, you know, it's really special that we could bring in people into the country listening. And, of course, you look at Olivia Newton-John. I mean, she crossed from pop into country. So it was about the same time period that it was nice to have songs that would go both ways.
Yeah, now, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue got so much airplay. In fact, it's still one of the most played songs ever on the radio. That it also helped all your other stuff that came after, because you had a ton of number one hits or came close to the top of the charts almost every song you released after that.
I was very fortunate, you know, but Alan Reynolds is one of the best song people, as I always say. He knows a hit song, and he's a great songwriter. That, you know, we recorded Talking in Your Sleep, When I Dream, and so many others that, you know, he is actually producing Garth Brooks. I know Garth isn't recording at this moment, or he says he's not, but he might be in the studio.
Exactly.
But he's great, and Ben Allen is such a wonderful producer.
Now, I happen to be a big fan of the song Talking in Your Sleep. You just mentioned it. It's one of those pure singing songs. There's not much behind it. It's mostly vocals, and it's a really nice, powerful song.
It is very emotional, and I heard the song. Bobby Wood, one of the writers of the song, he had actually recorded it and had a deal with some label, and something happened where it fell through, and we were just sitting and talking. I said, you know, Bobby, if you're not going to use it, if you don't think you'll ever put it out, I said, can I record it? And he said, sure, take it. And I'm glad he let me.
Mm.
And, you know, when something's recorded, some people might not know this, if the song has been recorded, anybody can record it then. But, you know, first you have to have it, the okay, to record songs with the publishing. It's just a beautiful song.
It is a great song. And, you know, and talking about crossover, you actually crossed over together with someone, Eddie Rabbit,
yes.
When you guys did You and I, which worked out to be a huge hit as well.
Oh, I love You and I. That when Eddie asked me if I would sing on that particular song, if I would do some harmony, I said, Eddie, I can do a little bit more than harmony on some of the verses. And so it turned into a duet, and I love performing with Eddie, and I really miss Eddie. He was a great guy, great family man.
Yeah, he's been gone for, 9 years now, huh?
It's been a while.
Wow.
And his writing was incredible. He wrote a lot of big hits.
Mm. What's up next for you? I know that the Crystal Gayle Greatest Hits album is out and available. In fact, folks can go to crystalgayle.com. It's CrystalGayle.com. It's also available, of course, in Amazon and every other place where you can buy CDs. What's up? Are you still recording some new stuff? And I know you're touring. We'll talk in a minute about that. I want to tell people where you're going to be. But anything new that's in the can coming out?
Definitely, I'm working on a new project. And when I get in the studio, sometimes those one project can turn into several, but
mm-hmm.
And you know, Loretta and I keep talking about getting in and doing something, so we might do that too.
That would be kind of cool, huh?
Oh, it'd be great.
For folks out there,
we love singing together, and we really blend well.
Folks out there listening can see Crystal at October 27th in Texas at the Palace Theater, November 2nd at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Illinois, with Lee Greenwood. On the 3rd of November in Haywood, Wisconsin, at La Corte Orioles Casino and Lodge. I pronounced that incorrectly, but you folks who are out there know what it is. Should be in Canada on the 14th and 15th of November at the Casinos of Winnipeg and Casino Regina. And on the 17th at Wendover, North Nevada, at the Peppermill Casino with Lee Greenwood. You are just busy, busy, busy. And again, all the tour dates are on at crystalgayle.com. But you're a busy woman, a lot of touring.
Well, we love to entertain. We love to sing, so we love to get out there. And we don't tour as much as we used to, but, you know, we get out there. And I have made so many good friends through the years all over the world that when I get to tour in that area where I've been before, I know there's certain people that I'm going to be able to visit with.
I noticed there's quite a few tour dates with Lee Greenwood. Any particular reason?
Well, we are actually with the same booking agency, but not, we just work well together, and it's been a nice package to work with Lee. And actually, Lee has been so gracious that he will sing, sometimes we do You and I, and he'll do Eddie's part, And then he's had duets, and I'll do some of his songs that he had as duets. So we have fun together.
We've had Leon a couple times, and I can never get sick of listening to God Bless the USA.
Oh, me neither. I mean, that's just... We actually worked in Vegas together when he had just written the song. And he was playing it on... He wrote it, and he performed it during our time there. And people just loved it. And so that was, I feel, a little bit of part of that history, because we were there working when he wrote it.
Yeah, it's a great song, and it, obviously with the wartime situation that we've had, it's caught on even more as a patriotic theme.
It is. It's a great song, and I'm glad it's been recognized to be that, and because there's a lot of patriotic songs, a lot of things that are written that aren't just, they're okay, they're good, and the sentiment's there, but this has really stood out.
Now, have you ever been married, Crystal?
Yes, I've been married to the same man for a long time.
Any little ones?
I have two kids.
Ah.
And Catherine's 24, and my son is 21. And he gave me my first grandchild, Elijah.
Wow.
Who is 3.
Now, any of the children artistic or musical?
They are artistic, and in a lot of ways. They really haven't wanted to get out in the limelight. My son is guitar and writing songs, and he's also, he's going to Belmont College, which is Belmont University, I'm sorry, in Nashville. And they have a great music program. They got great business, even the music business program. And he's actually doing the engineering part as well, and learning a lot of behind the scenes, as well as all the business and accounting.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what he does.
And your daughter?
Pardon?
Wait, and what about your daughter?
She's actually... doing photography.
Oh, okay.
She's taking photography courses and loving that. So, you know, hopefully that'll do good for her.
Usually people, children who are musicians, for at least the ones I've talked to, are some kind of creative individuals. Not necessarily musical, but they have some creativity in them.
She has some wonderful photos she's been taking, and she's in the creative side of that. So at some point I'm going to tell her she's got to do some photos of me.
I was going to say you should have her take one of your CDs that comes out and give her some, you know.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, and you can have her take one for Loretta's, too.
Yeah, I think Loretta would let that happen.
Yeah, see, there you go.
She's great.
Family helping family. Well, Crystal Gayle's Greatest Hits is available, and it's from Capitol Nashville, and go get it. It's available in stores near you. And again, if you want to go see Crystal, you can check out crystalgayle.com and get her schedule. Thanks so much for coming on again.
Well, thank you, Mark, and you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.